From the Club Raymond Motor Cars Studio, you're listening to News Radio 1290 WJNO, an iHeartRadio station.
The thoughts and opinions expressed are those of the sponsors and don't necessarily reflect those of this station or iHeartMedia.
This is the Family Center for Recovery Show. Join us now to learn ways to begin the path to recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. Learn more at FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. You have tuned into the Family Center for Recovery show, and I am your host, Peter Nathan. You know what? We've got a really special guest today here in the audience. And one thing that I find really, really interesting and exciting is youth and what they're doing as far as programs and things along those lines. So in the studio today, I've got with me my good friend Alexa Lee, and she's brought along with her some students that are involved. So Alexa is the program director of programs for the Palm Beach County Substance Awareness Coalition. And Alexa, thanks for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
And we've also got three young ladies. They're here, and they're very actively involved in coalition. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have each one of the students introduce themselves and kind of tell you a little bit about how they got involved in coalition and what they're involved with in doing. So, Grace, could you maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with coalition?
Okay, I'm Grace. I'm a senior at Atlantic. I'm the treasurer of the coalition, and I got involved because my sister was a founding member of the coalition, and she got me involved.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, thanks for joining us here. And Carolina, could you maybe tell us as well?
Hey, I'm Carolina. I've been a member for 4 years now. I got involved through Miss Alexa. She was at my school, my high school. I just graduated from Royal Palm. And she had a booth and was trying to talk to students, educate them on alcohol and drug awareness. And I thought it was really interesting, and I signed up to be a part of the Teen Coalition in Action.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. And Valtina, could you maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved here?
Hello, my name is Valtina, and I'm a new member, but I got involved when we were called to assembly, and then I met Miss Alexia, and she was talking about the 80, the rule.
Excellent. 85 by 18. I know that's a very, very influential program. And Alexa, could you maybe tell us a little bit about your background and how you got involved with coalition and your position and things along those lines?
Absolutely. Well, I have a master's in counseling psychology. So my background actually came from doing family therapy with kids. And from there, yeah, I did that for about 10 years or so, and afterwards, you know, it's really hard to just kind of be in the trenches all the time, so I started looking towards prevention, and I had an opportunity to work with the school district on an underage drinking prevention campaign with two high schools and two middle schools, which then led me to this opportunity to expand the prevention with the coalition. And, you know, so that we were working more just not just on underage drinking, but all substances with all ages of youth.
You know, and I think that's the thing that I find where if we look at prevention and education and starting out and people understanding and especially youth and teens and what kind of programs and things that are out there. I know that our three guests, along with that Alexa brought along, Grace, Carolina, and Valtina, are very involved. And one of the things that really kind of struck me and really found very interesting and exciting was other youths helping other youths and things along those lines. I was going to say, as far as like Grace or Carolina or Valtina, could you maybe explain or go over the different types of programs and a program in particular that might be exciting for our listeners to hear about? Grace, would you like to tell us a little bit about some of those types of programs that are there?
Sure. So we do something every year called the Youth Summit, and we run one of them ourselves, and everything is youth-led. We as the youth show other people, youth who come, that it's cool to be drug-free, I guess. And not everyone is drinking like they see on TV shows or what their friends can tell them. And we have team-building activities that we lead, and the kids, I see them come in and leave as leaders.
The program we were talking a little bit earlier about as far as community movie night, and I was going to say, can we maybe tell you a little bit about the community movie night that we're working on, I guess, for the summer? Carolina, would you be able to tell us a little bit about that, or Grace, or Alexa, who wants to chime in on this one?
So, it's in the planning stage. Probably, I think, why everybody's a little bit shy, but... I'm sure they remember that we're looking, because we were just talking about it, actually. First of all, I mention is that these students are from all over Palm Beach County. So, you know, the only times that we meet, they actually are extremely devoted, and they meet online twice a month in the evenings, which is a pretty incredible dedication to come home from school and get your homework done and then come and meet us. So one of the planning activities that we're doing now is doing a movie night just for, like, high school teens. And I know Carolina can tell you about one of our recent ones, too, that we did a spring break bright night just for high school teens.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. The park by my high school, Royal Palm Beach High School, is called Commons. And we put out flyers. We spread on social media. And all the TCIA members spoke with their friends and told them that we were having just a little spring break kind of get-together for teens, high school students. And to me, it was a success. I think we had like 80 or so kids, and we had a photo booth, popcorn, drinks. Kids were playing football. Kids were dancing. We had a DJ. And it was just a safe place for kids to go, that they don't think that they have to drink or smoke or do any of that during spring break to have fun, that you can have fun by just, you know, hanging out with friends.
Excellent. That's refreshing, and it's great to hear. I know that we mentioned earlier the 85-18 program. Alexa, could you maybe tell us a little bit more about the 85-18 program? And
absolutely. Essentially, most students are actually alcohol and drug free. I know that's like a notion that people are like, no, that's not true. And, you know, everybody drinks. And, you know, there's that false myth that's out there that everybody does it. And, you know, to be part of the crowd, you have to do it. And it really isn't true. And our surveys continually tell us that it's not true. And believe me, then I always get the question of, oh, they're lying on the survey. But, you know, I go to lots of different high schools, and it's the same thing everywhere. You know, is there a certain percentage of students that drink and use other drugs? Absolutely. But most of them do not, and our recent survey found that 80% of teens do not. So about 3 or 4 years ago, we were only at 75% of teens not drinking. So these teens have made it their mission, along with us, in doing some campaigns in their schools and the community, you know, just like the Spring Break Bright Night or the, you know, the outdoor movie nights, things like that, you know, giving them other opportunities to do stuff so that they don't have to be at home and, you know, feel pressured to go to that party that might not have the great stuff. So we made the idea that we were going to try to get 80% of teens alcohol-free by 2018 in Palm Beach County, and that's middle and high school students. And we made the goal 2 years early.
Excellent.
In 2016. And so now we've had to bump up the goal. So now we've aggressively put that we want to get 85% alcohol-free by 2018. That's what we're up to right now.
Excellent. And that's the thing that's exciting to hear, is that goals are being set and then being achieved and then revamping and expounding more on them. Communication, I hear, is a big part as far as any success and these programs and with families and things along those lines. And could you maybe tell us a little bit more about communication programs or things that are available that we have out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the other things that the coalition does is September is Strengthening Family Day. I think it's actually like September 23rd or something every year. It's a national day where it's encouraged for families to eat dinner together. Because Carolina can tell you why.
Well, my family, we've always just, at the end of the day, made sure that we, you know, ate dinner together. That's where we would talk, say how our day went. You know, that's where I felt the closest to my family. And little did I know that that helps teens. It's proven that if you eat dinner every night with your parents, you're less likely to use drugs, because I think it's because you feel more open and are able to communicate with your family, let them know what's going on, and they're able to help you if there is an issue.
Yeah, so we host these, actually, Strengthening Family Dinner Nights in September for the community to promote just exactly what Carolina was telling you. And that you should eat dinner with your family. And if you can't do dinner, try to do breakfast, you know, but somewhere where you can be talking and find out what's going on. And one of the things we do at the family dinner nights is, you know, it's really tough to kind of think of those questions of, you know, more than how was your day or what's going on at school. And I know these teens are probably, you know, they'll be like, nothing, it's fine.
Yeah, what's
true. See, they're laughing because they know it's true.
What's the standard one? It's pretty much, isn't it? So how'd your day go?
Yeah.
So if you've joined us, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery Show. I'm your host, Peter Nathan, and in the studio with me today is Alexa Lee from Palm Beach County Coalition, along with Grace and Carolina and Valtina. And we're talking right now about dinner conversations. Or it could be even breakfast, or it could be lunch. So, questions. What are some questions aside from the old standard? So, how did your day go today?
So, we actually give out a pack of cards with some of these questions. So, for example, one of these questions that you could ask your teen or your young person, if you could choose to live in any of the past time periods, when would you live and where?
Well, that's a really cool question. So I know right now there's a lot of people at home sitting there saying, where's my pen? Where's my piece of paper? I want to jot that one down. So if you're listening to us and you are interested, we're going to be throughout the show coming up with questions like this. And Alexa's going to let us know how you can probably get a hold of some of these questions. But if you do want to jot them down as we go. So that question again, I think everybody's got their pen and paper and they're ready for the question. How is that one again?
That question is, if you could choose to live in any of the past time periods, when would you live and where?
That's pretty thought-provoking, pretty exciting question. So responses, what kind of responses, or how do people really, when they hear that one, what are their thoughts on that? So
Valtina, what would you,
yeah.
In my opinion, it'll either be the 90s or the 50s, because swing and jazz in the 50s, I really like to dance to music like that, so it just speaks to me. And the 90s, because of the clothes and the hip-hop and all that.
Very cool.
So you can see, like, if you know, if you ask your teen, they might not, you might not know that they like hip hop or jazz that much, you know, but you might, it's a really good way to find out something new about your child that you might not know.
Well, and, you know, being a fan of music, you know, that, I mean, and if I had a son or a daughter, yeah, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, and then thinking of the music during the 90s and things along those lines. Now you got a conversation started versus like, so how was your day today? So we're going to be going to a short commercial break here very soon. And if you've joined us, this is a Family Center for Recovery show. And we're talking with today's teens and youth and programs and things that are going on. They're actively involved as far as legislation, ordinances. When we come back, we're going to be going over as far as some of the ordinances that they've worked on passing, some initiatives that they're working on. So we'll be back, and thanks again for joining us on your Sunday afternoon.
You're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. Find out more about the Family Center for Recovery on Facebook.com/Family Center for Recovery. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers don't. We'll be right back.
At the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana, they treat little problems before they become big problems. Unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers won't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. Whether your teen is struggling with behavior issues, substance abuse, or mental illness, they believe every kid deserves a chance. Contact Family Center for Recovery or go to FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Family Center for Recovery. Before little problems become big problems.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome back to the Family Center for Recovery radio show. If you wish to share this broadcast with a friend, you'll find the link at the Family Center for Recovery's website, FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Well, thank you, and we're back. Thank you for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. And in the studio today, as part of the Family Center for Recovery show, we've got Alexa Lee, and she's from the Palm Beach County Coalition, and we have teens that are involved as far as the programs that the coalition puts on. And we broke for commercial break, and what we're talking about was ordinances as far as legislation things, and I know that they're very actively involved. So, Alexa, could you maybe kind of give us a little background, and Grace and Carolina and Veltina, they could probably chime in. So,
yeah, I'll start out. Basically, several years ago, we worked on passing the point of purchase ordinance, and I'm going to let Grace tell you a little bit more about that. I will start by saying we first went to the county. And this was before we actually even had a teen coalition action, but and we got it passed in Palm Beach County and Green Acres and Palm Springs. So, Grace, can you tell us what the point of purchase ordinance does and is?
The point of purchase ordinance makes it a necessity that anywhere that sells alcohol puts up a poster that says, has like the dangers of underage drinking, and it reminds people selling alcohol to check IDs and things. And it's just basically to stop kids from getting alcohol right from the source, the point of purchase.
Yeah, and the sign also says that the way the ordinance is written, it has to be like usually 8.5 by 11. So it doesn't get shrunk down to this teeny size. And it also has a reporting number that you can call, and usually the reporting number is, for Palm Beach County at least, is 1-877-MEANS-21. 1-877-MEANS-21. And that number you can call if you see a store who is selling to underage. It's not just limited just to the stores, because we know that actually most teens drink at houses and have house parties. So you can actually even use that number and call anonymously and report on a house party that you know where it's just underage drinking is going on, and that the number will be redirected to proper law enforcement so that they can just go investigate and break up something and make sure that people get home safe. So the ordinance really encourages the community to be a part of the solution. Because if we don't know when and where the problem is going on, or we just kind of put a blind eye to it, you know, it's just going to keep going on. So having the ordinance there with the reporting number reminds people, you know, that they too can have an influence and an impact and be positive. Because it does start. Teens usually do start with, like, just drinking alcohol. They don't just jump to other harder drugs.
Well, and that's an important part as far as awareness and letting people know as far as that there are ordinances and things that are available to them if they do spot something going on in their neighborhood. I know that we're actively working on, I was talking with Grace a little bit earlier, as far as some ordinances that we're working on in various different locations. And as far as how are we doing with those types of ordinances and leave what areas that we might need to work on as far as being able to get in front of people, talk to people, how we go about getting some other ordinances passed. So,
well, the ordinance has already been passed in Boca, thanks to our former president, and Delray Beach. And we're actively trying to get it passed in Royal Palm. I think Carolina met with the mayor of Royal Palm about this, and I've been actively trying to get it passed in Boynton Beach for a while.
Carolina, could you maybe talk with us a little bit about Royal Palm Beach, how that's going, and maybe how things are progressing with that?
For sure. So about a year and a half ago, myself and the vice president of TCIA, Chloe, we met with the mayor and vice mayor to, you know, let them know about what we're trying to do, how it's been passed. We brought copies of the ordinance, and we just sat down and spoke with them, answered all their questions. And at the end of the meeting, they wanted to pretty much push us off. Probably, I believe it was like 6 months. They said, okay, it'll be brought up at our meeting in March. And this was in like August. So we said, okay, that's fine. We understand. So we waited till March. A few of the members went. We spoke with them. And nothing has happened. I don't think the mayor sees underage drinking as a priority. And I myself, going to high school in Royal Palm Beach, it is a priority. Car crashes are one of the leading causes of death in the U.S., and I believe the majority of them could be attributed to alcohol. So if anybody feels inclined to, you know, email the mayor or come to a Royal Palm Beach town meeting, that would be awesome, because we have sent email after email after email to the mayor and vice mayor, and we have just been ignored.
What we'll do towards the end of the show is our listeners. We've got a lot of people that are activists that want to get involved and want to see and help. So at the end, what we'll do is we'll provide some information on how you can get a hold of and what we can do as far as if you maybe can provide a little leverage. I mean, welcome to our political system, and it can. But perseverance. I admire your perseverance and your initiative. And Valtina, you're... Your peers here, they're activists, involved, looking to do some things. Could you maybe tell us what drew you to the coalition and maybe some of your thoughts and what you'd like to see, like to get accomplished?
Okay, the first thing I think is the mayor should listen up, because obviously it's a problem. But what drew me to the coalition is when Miss Alexia came to my school and talked to us. My sister, she abuses drugs, and I don't like that. And I have some friends at school that think that, oh, if I do drugs, I'm cool. Like, it's not cool. And I want to stop that, because I want to see my other peers succeed in life. I don't want them to get bad grades and such. So that's what really drew me.
That's very, very admirable, and that wanting to, you know, take an active interest in somebody else's life and help them. And I know that you're in good company, and this is certainly the area to be able to do some things. I know we've got some other initiatives, too, and things that we're talking about the other day, Alexa, and one of them was that I found was kind of interesting was don't be a guinea pig on that one.
Yeah.
Could you maybe tell us a little bit more about that one and how that what we're trying to accomplish with that?
Absolutely. So anybody who watches the news knows that it seems like every time you turn on the news, there's something new, you know, that the kids are trying, whether it's vodka-induced gummy bears or the new drug, Gray Death, which has been reported in Ohio and other states. You know, but there's always something new. Now there's not just marijuana, there's synthetic marijuana and Mojo and all these names that, you know, parents and those of us who are older might not be as familiar with. So because there's so much going on all the time, we decided to kind of create one website, don'tbeaguineapig.com. So that will draw you to tell you about all of these new drugs, what they do, what they are, you know, where they're located, things like that. And the idea is that you really don't know what these drugs are. And so the message that we're trying to get across to teens and other people is, you know, do you really want to be that lab rat? Do you want to be that guinea pig? Because, you know, they might say that they're giving you this drug, but that might not be what it's at all. You're really kind of like a scientist's experiment, since a lot of these new drugs are really made in the labs. And so that's why we're asking, you know, that don't be a guinea pig.
And that sounds like a really great initiative, because a lot of times what dealers are putting in and mixing in, it's, if people knew, they would probably change their minds or give them second thoughts. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. I'm your host, Peter Nathan, and in the studio today is Alexa Leaf from Palm Beach County Coalition, and got Grace and Carolina and Valtina. And one of the things that, if we do get into a situation where we need to do some sort of treatment, unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers don't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. But the Family Center for Recovery, we have an active adolescent program. We've got trained professionals that really, from a standpoint of working with and helping do assessments and programs, there's a lot of evidence-based programs that are out there for youth. And those are the types of things as far as goal setting, things as far as actively working with. And I know that the staff has many years of experience and knowledge in this area, and Dr. Moran is a leader from a standpoint of programs that are available. We're talking about as far as don't be a guinea pig, and some other thoughts as far as programs and things that we have available. I know that the communication, we read a card earlier, and have we got another one?
We do. So like I said, in case you want to, you know, connect with your teens on a different level rather than just how is your day, we have these communication cards. So, and this is a really neat way to connect with your teen and find out new things that you might not already think of. So I have another question. If you could have dinner with one famous person, who would it be and why?
That's a really cool question. I know Valtina, she answered the first question. And Grace or Carolina, who would like to chime in on this one?
I'd say that would definitely take me a minute to think about, but I feel like I would have dinner with the President of the United States.
And follow up question, is that a current president or a past president?
The current president. Not trying to get political or anything, but just it would be interesting to, you know, have a conversation because, you know, I live in this country and just I'd like to hear some thoughts and what his plans are, I guess.
Well, if you've listened to the show, which maybe you have, we tackle a lot of interesting questions and we're pretty actively involved in a lot of topics that are out there. And yeah, we like to mix it up a little bit here on the show. So, but no, that's admirable. We're going to get ready to break for a commercial here, and what we're talking about is communication lines and questions and things. And Alexa, could you maybe give some insight as to how parents that might be interested in some of these questions? Because there's a whole box of them looking at here.
Yeah, we got a whole box of different questions, probably over 100 questions that you can ask that, you know, like I said, they're going to make – you saw the teens even, they have to stop and think about it before they answer. And that's what we want. You can definitely get them by reaching me at pbcsac.org is our website. My name is Alexa Lee, so you could email us there. Or you can call us at 561-374-7627 and just say, hey, I'd like to talk to Alexa, and I'd be happy to, you know, find a way. You can either pick them up or we can mail them to you.
And we're going to be getting to a commercial break here very shortly. And thank you for joining us and making us a part of your Sunday afternoon. If you tuned in, you're listening to the Family Center for Recovery show. And I'm your host, Peter Nathan. And And hopefully the sun's out today. I know that it's been a pretty wet, soggy week, and hopefully the rain's gone away and you're out and enjoying the weather, and it's a nice, bright, sunny day. Maybe you're at a picnic or you're out on the boat. But thanks for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Family Center for Recovery is the only facility in Florida owned and operated by an addiction psychiatrist, Dr. Robert Moran, and he's dedicated his life to helping the people no one else will. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana, they treat little problems before they become big problems. Unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers won't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. Whether your teen is struggling with behavior issues, substance abuse, or mental illness, they believe every kid deserves a chance. Contact Family Center for Recovery or go to FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Family Center for Recovery. Before little problems become big problems.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is the Family Center for Recovery show. The Family Center for Recovery treats patients that other centers don't, including teens, expectant mothers, patients with mental health issues, or needing a medical detox. Call 855-202-4220.
Well, welcome back. And if you're joining us and you've been listening to the Family Center for Recovery show, I'm your host, Peter Nathan, and in the studio today is Alexa Lee, and she's brought along students that are actively involved in Coalition and doing a lot, ordinances as far as different programs, summits, actively involved working with other youth. Exciting and invigorating and great to see and hear. This segment, we are going to be talking about Undercover, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us a little bit of all X, and we'll have students tell us a little bit about it. So how's the program? What's going on?
Absolutely. So for those of you who might not know, we have over 3,000 locations in Palm Beach County that are licensed to sell alcohol. And with that, we only have only a few cops that, you know, will go in and, you know, do an undercover buy to see, you know, if they'll sell to underage, which makes it all the more important, too, that we, if you do know of somebody who is a store that is selling to underage, that they use that number, 1-877 means 21, because we really need to pinpoint the, you know, the bad players. You know, most people are doing the right thing, but, you know, we need to make sure that we get the bad players out. And so one of the things that they do is that when they find out that a store is selling to underage, they will actually get a teen somewhere between like 18 and 20 to partner with the cop to go inside and try to go and do a buy. And actually, we're lucky enough here to have Carolina, who's been on that, in that one of those undercover buys. So she can tell you a little bit more about her experience.
Yeah, so a few months ago, I had the opportunity to go with another TCIA member named Emily. We partnered with an undercover officer, and we went to a bunch of gas stations, of course, where they sold alcohol. And it's just crazy to think that in about an hour, hour and a half, I was able to buy alcohol from 5 different places. So that took me an hour. Could you imagine I mean, if I would have stayed out there maybe half an hour more, I could have had a house party all by myself. So that's just really alarming. That's exactly why we're trying to get these ordinances passed, and why we keep pushing the Royal Palm ordinance, is because there are gas stations that sell alcohol, there are liquor stores, and it's just insane how much I could buy.
And that program, when I first heard about it, I was thinking, you know what? I mean, the fact that we actually even have to do something is kind of shocking and alarming. But, I mean, all we have to do is just kind of look at, and, I mean, those of you that are active listeners or people that are familiar with as far as alcoholism, AA, and the things that kind of develop from this. And it's refreshing. It's great to see that our youth recognizes this and that they're making an active involvement and are actively involved as far as calling out those retailers, and I applaud them for it. I think that it's great that they do that, and others that would like to join, I'm sure that our local law enforcement, to see them partnering up is very exciting, and it's refreshing. I applaud you for that. That's a great program.
Yeah, and I'd like to make a mention too. They're not out there to trick the law enforcement.
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't dressed up all fancy. I definitely don't look 21, but I work somewhere where we sell alcohol and I have to card. In fact, my computer screen tells me, does the customer look under 40, yes or no? And you have to physically click yes or no, check ID, scan it. So there's no excuse. I check IDs. I would definitely check my own ID 100% before I would even do anything else. So there's no reason why these places should be not even asking for ID, or I could have given them like a college ID and they without even a birthday, and they would have been okay, sure, here's the alcohol. And what the officer does is they'll go in and they'll find them, but you know, there needs to be more done.
Yeah, and what comes to mind as we're talking, and I don't know, I mean, I like to kind of just throw things out there and sometimes just kind of roll with it, but Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And I know that they're actively involved. And I don't know, are we involved in the coalition as far as Mothers Against Drunk Driving?
Absolutely,
or
yeah.
Could you then maybe tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So MAD is actually one of our partners, and they come quite frequently to our coalition meetings. And the way, though, that they support the coalition and we support them. So I know most recently they actually were involved in trying to get tougher laws with people who have had DUIs, and so they were in Florida. Unfortunately, though, that did not pass. So, but they come to our meetings and let us know that that's going on, so that we can, you know, make the community members aware, so that they can call their constituents, so that they could vote for it. Another thing they do is they have a lot of programs that they do in our schools. And so they go out into our school settings all the time and do educational programs. And they also have a program for parents called Power of the Parents. And they, twice a year, they partner with us at the Youth Summit. Because at our Youth Summit, we train teens, but we also invite their parents to stay as well at the Youth Summit and do a training just for parents on teens. And MAD comes out and they do their Power of the Parents training with them, and they do that for the parents for our youth summit in the fall, and then we have a big youth summit that we do with the community, with the sheriff's office and the school district and things like that in April. And they come out and they'll train like 25-40 parents there as well. So they're very actively involved in Palm Beach County, and we're happy to have them as partners.
Excellent. And that's a key thing is that working together, and that's one of those things. If we help each other, we can make a difference. I know that I've talked with Pride, and the programs are paying off. And the statistic we talked about earlier, they informed me that as far as the number of DUIs, as far as use and things along those lines, especially among youth, that there's a lot more knowledgeable about. And so that's great to hear in that respect. Questions. I know everybody's sitting there anxiously waiting for that next question,
yeah.
Alexa. Ready to write it down. And so what's the next question we've got?
The next question. Are you ready? is, and I'm going to throw this question at Miss Grace. Where would you want to go on a road trip with your friends?
Well, it's not exactly a road trip, but probably the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, because I've always wanted to see it.
Nice answer.
Very cool.
Nice answer.
If you're just joining us, this is the Family Center for Recovery show, and I'm your host, Peter Nathan, and in the studio today is Alexa Lee from the Palm Beach County Substance Awareness Coalition, and we've got students that are actively involved. And it was Grace, and she was answering one of the questions. Communication is such a key part as far as anything that we're doing family-related, and the question that we have, it's a box that Alexa has that you can order, that you can get. And how do, if they wanted to get the box, I think there's about 100 questions in it, a conversation piece. How would they go about doing
that? 100 questions. They can either go to our website and email us. Our website is www.pbcsac.org. Or they can call our office at 561-374-7627. And ask for Alexa, and I'll work out a way to either mail them or you can pick them up at our office.
Well, thank you. And I know that's a big part of families and communication, and I know we'll probably see a lot of people that'll be interested in that. Covering a lot of ground here today, a lot of really cool initiatives as far as programs and ordinances and. What else have we got, Alex? What else?
Well, I wanted to go back actually also to, we were talking about our compliance checks, you know, so those are those undercover checks. And because there's another component to that we didn't mention. And that is, if a store is caught, and they're fined, you know, that's all well and good. But we also want to educate them because, you know, we think, you know, most people want to do the right thing. We do believe that. What we do is we actually offer a free training online, which is called the Responsible Beverage Server Training. And it will train those who are working either in a restaurant, bar, or convenience store of how to card and, you know, just all the nuances of what to look for, so that they can not be selling to underage. So we do offer that, and we actually even and you do not have to be fined in order to go to that class. So if you're a restaurant owner and again, use those same contacts with me, we'd be happy to set up a training for you.
And that's the thing is, I think that there's most of the retailers out there really wouldn't want to jeopardize their livelihood, their business, and in such a manner. And I think a big part of it is the awareness and as far as letting them know as far as what's available and how things actually work. So bringing it to their attention, I think, works twofold. But from a standpoint of what else have we got as far as programs? I know there's some really cool initiatives and things that we're talking about. We talked about some that are on a drawing board. What else have we got in that area?
Yeah, well, we've got some new ones that are coming up. Again, we're tackling the underage drinking because alcohol is still the number one drug that teens use. You know, people think that it's marijuana, but it's not. It's still alcohol because it's the most one that's easily accessible. So our newest campaign for parents is called Not My House, notmyhouse.org. And that's a campaign where parents can go onto the website and find other parents who have made a pledge that they will not serve alcohol at their house, that their children will be safe at their home. Or they can go onto the website and sign it themselves and say, you know what, this is what I believe in. And, you know, if your teen comes to my house, you can be rest well assured that, you know, we're not going to allow that to happen. And I think it's great to have that village to get, you know, working together and know who you can trust but parents also need to be talking to each other too. If your kids go somewhere, they need to be talking to that parent, you know, and finding out more things. But this is another form. So.
Well, and that's what's very impactful as far as working together and communication amongst neighbors and that as far as signing on a dotted line and committing as far as a contract is very, very impactful, very important. And if you've just joined us, this is Family Center for Recovery Show, host Peter Nathan, and we're going to be breaking to a commercial break here very shortly. In our next segment, what we're going to do is each of the students kind of go over as far as goals, things that they have in mind, things that they'd like to see achieved, and things that we're looking to do as far as through the coalition, and your thoughts, Alexa, as far as the involvement of your students.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think they probably want to touch on some educational programs that they can provide that they're providing for their peers as well as the younger generation. Like we have a program that's for fifth and sixth graders, so.
And that's the thing that I find very exciting is that students helping other students. I know that there's a program at DATA, which is actually involved in the local high school. We'll kind of go over as far as students helping other students. So we're going to go into commercial break. Thanks again for joining us, and we will be back in just a short moment.
Like the Family Center for Recovery on Facebook to learn more about their mental health service and Addiction Resources Center. Located in Lantana, Florida, the Family Center for Recovery treats patients that most centers can't. Call anytime, 855-202-4220. We'll be right back.
At the Family Center for Recovery in Lantana, they treat little problems before they become big problems. Unfortunately, 98% of treatment centers won't treat teens because they think it's too difficult or not profitable enough. Whether your teen is struggling with behavior issues, substance abuse, or mental illness, they believe every kid deserves a chance. Contact Family Center for Recovery or go to FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Family Center for Recovery. Before little problems become big problems.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome back to the Family Center for Recovery radio show. If you wish to share this broadcast with a friend, you'll find the link at the Family Center for Recovery's website, FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com.
Okay, we're back. And thank you again for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon and listening to the Family Center for Recovery Show. I'm your host, Peter Nathan. And Alexa, with our students, I know they've got a lot of aspirations and goals. Can we kind of maybe go over some of the things we're looking to do here?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a bunch of different programs and campaigns. And honestly, our Teen Coalition and Action members, it's really about them going into the community. So not only do they go to outreach events, so for example, if you've got a health fair or something like that that you would like them to have a booth, they're always out there wanting to share. But we also have some educational programs where they do some peer-to-peer training, because it's no fun when somebody old like me comes in and says, hey, you know, here I know about this, and they look at me and they go, she don't know anything. She doesn't know what's really happening. So it's we really work with our teens to train them on the educational points so that they can really be talking about, because they do know what's happening and what's not happening in their schools. And I think it comes much better across from them. So I know Grace is going to soon be training on our over-the-counter medication safety course. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm very excited. This course, I'm going to actually be teaching it with the help of Ms. Alexa to 5th and 6th graders in my community. And I think that that's going to be really beneficial to them, because I know when I was in middle school, I very much looked up to the high school kids that I knew or that were friends with my family. And so I think coming from a peer, basically, but someone a little bit older than them, is really going to impact them and really help with prevention of over-the-counter medication. Because while alcohol, the number of kids who are alcohol-free in Palm Beach County is rising, as we talked about with our 85 by 18 program, unfortunately, the number of kids using prescription drugs and over-the-counter medication in ages 12 to 17 is still on the rise. So that's something we really want to get ahead of with these young kids.
Yeah, and I think she also brought up a really important point, you know, about peers looking up to, you know, looking up to the older generation. And one of the programs that we do also every year is, it's called promise cards. And the middle school students write personal messages to their peers, their juniors and seniors in high school about how to stay drug-free and stay sober, because we know that prom is a really high time when kids use. So when the high school kids get these messages, they really impart them a little bit more so than, you know, like I said, some old adult like me trying to tell them to. So that's one of the other things. And then, Carolina, you want to share another?
Yeah, sure. Well, we are trying to start up this program where a few of us from TCIA go into driver's ed classrooms in high schools and pretty much speak on alcohol awareness and how that can affect your driving and, you know, just get kids literate on alcohol. We also do that at our youth summits that we have once to twice a year. The big ones that we have are once a year, and it has around 700, 800 kids that come in. And we set up classrooms where we have one TCIA member and then a someone from the Palm Beach County Substance Awareness Coalition. And we, you know, show them what alcohol brands do to try and get kids to drink and get people to drink. And we educate them on, no, alcohol is not the life of the party. You can still have fun, just like what we were trying to do with the spring break get-together that we had. And we just wanted to, you know, say to kids, you know, it's okay. You don't need alcohol to, you know, have fun.
Yeah, and these classes are, like, not just alcohol, but also marijuana, because mm-hmm. we do know that's kind of also, like, an up-and-coming thing, you know, because, you know, the laws are making it, they're using it for medication, and so people are thinking, oh, that's safe. And so we're trying to, so we've got teens like Carolina, you know, going out and saying, but it's not safe for you because your brain is still developing until mm-hmm. you're 25, and this is what it can do to you.
Yeah.
So, but it's a much more impactful message coming from them.
Well, and that's the thing is that as far as it's almost like a younger brother or sister hearing from, but also role model parts. If you know somebody's not using and they're excelling in their studies and in their occupation and their goals as far as going to college, things along those lines. So, and Valtina, your thoughts as far as any types of initiatives or things you'd like to get involved with?
Can you repeat that?
Initiatives. Anything you'd like to get involved with? I mean, there's various types of things or something that you'd like to...
Well, she's thinking of that really quick, too. I do want to mention that the Teen Coalition in Action is open to new members. So if you want to join us or you have a teen that you'd like to learn these skills, please contact us.
And thank you for making us a part of your Sunday afternoon.
This has been the Family Center for Recovery Radio Show. To learn more about the center or to send a link of the show, visit FCFRMD.com. That's FCFRMD.com. Join us next Sunday at noon for the Family Center for Recovery Show.